with Martin Bester.
Here's how to know if your avos are stolen.
All right.
Yeah. Have you ever wondered?
Yeah, no.
No. No, no.
They big and cheap. Give me 2 bags.
Oh.
Is it like that?
Is that how you know? Mm.
They cost 1 million rand in the shop, and you selling me that entire bag for only 40 or 50 rand?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What could be wrong here?
Mm.
Nothing.
Yes. So they're special.
You're just a fantastic cheap avo merchant.
Yeah.
We're thinking.
Which is what I would have thought.
Yeah, but in some cases, unfortunately, allegedly, apparently, those avos are stolen from the farmers' lands, I guess. The orchidists.
Mm.
So what is that if they're not properly packaged?
So apparently they are quite, and we know this, they're a very fragile fruit, aren't they?
Yes.
They bruise easily.
Mm. So is it a fruit that's more veggie?
But it's a fruit because it has... seed.
Would you put avo in your fruit salad?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I'm Canada.
Where are the real people that work with me in the mornings? Where? So, and we know this about them. Shame. Avos are very sensitive little things, and they are quite fragile. So the farmers take great care in the way that they grow them.
Yes.
If you, if they go get those black spots inside,
yeah.
It means they rotted before they ripened, so they were plucked too early.
Uh-huh.
So that's one way to know.
All right.
If the stems are plucked out, apparently also, it wasn't ready to leave the tree.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm thinking those expensive ones I buy in the packaging in the shop. I'm sure that, do they have stems?
No.
They've got little knobs, and I think that's what they're talking about. They're not speaking about a little Martin. They're not speaking about a little stick that's coming out. They're speaking about a klein bolliki.
There's usually no stem.
Of course, today we will be 6 years old.
I didn't notice.
Oh, when did we grow up?
So, yeah, just a couple of things for you to notice, by avo. Some local things spotted around town that may be of interest, like when do you know it's a stolen avo? Because I know you had sleepless hours last night thinking about that. But now that I mention it, of course, now you're in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I saw this. I was like, no, tell me more. Farmers spray their fruit to get the best quality out of their fruits, and they also spray for black spot so the skins can be very smooth and even.
Yes.
So as you see now, it's like a... Koliki sopet.
Mm.
And also, chances are, it was taken before it should.
All right.
From the orchidists.
Orchidists. This is the first time I would think.
Second. It's the second time I've used that word this morning.
Yes. Okay. Well done, Matt. Well done.
Is it a real word?
I don't know. You never know with him.
Is it a secret sound?
It's a secret sound.
I quote, avocado orchidists have significant input costs, such as bacteria management.
All right. Well done.
There you go. Fancy pants, eh?
Your expectations on me are very low, I find.
Extremely.
If you get applause for using a nice English word, I feel my impending break is well needed.
Goodness, please.
In our defense, we started off fairly immaturely this morning.
Yeah.
I know.
In our defense, we're like, okay, we set the tone.
Don't say our, say you and Martin. Just use you to our hour.
Oh, okay. But you said the little knobs.
How?
Ach, Martin. Okay. Hey, wake up, wake up.
Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.